This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening this morning. On the phone with me is an author of a book called Just My Type. It's something that you see each and every day, newspapers, magazines, signs, on your computer, but something you probably haven't thought that much about, though many people do think more about fonts than you think. Simon Garfield, Just My Type, his new book, A Book About Fonts, is on the phone with me this morning. Good morning, Simon.
Hi, Mark.
What was your attraction to type? I have to say, I know the different fonts from looking on my computer. I play around with it sometimes. I learned from your book I break a lot of rules. But I also learned that there are many people who are very passionate about fonts and type and typography. What sucked you into this?
Well, I mean, to those who are passionate about it, I'd say, obviously, quite right too. I think as a writer, and really anyone who writes, even if you're just writing kind of emails or resumes or something, I think you have to be a bit concerned with type, because it's it says something about who you are and how you present yourself. So I think I've been interested in type for a while, but what made me want to do this book was really the thinking that we are now sort of all in control of type. So maybe 15 years ago, we didn't all have personal computers or computers at work, and we were very much sort of reliant, either on old-fashioned typewriters, or if we wanted to get something designed, we would have to go to a friend or, a print or copy shop and get them to design whatever it is, a poster for a lost dog or a kid's party or something. So we now have a little bit more responsibility. And I also was interested, we have this pull-down menu on our computer, so we could choose from about 30 or 40 free typefaces. And I was interested in, who makes these things? They don't just descend from the ether. Someone has to sit down and create these things. And I thought, there must be a good history behind them. And obviously, the history goes all the way back to the printed, the first printed book, so more than 500 years ago. And then I thought, I'm sure the designers will be interesting as well. So it's an attempt to really explain, how all these typefaces like Helvetica and Garamond and Arial and Times New Roman came into being, and sort of how they compare and why we need so many of them.
Well, I was fascinated, in a few chapters into the book, to see a quote from the Swiss-born designer Adrian Frutiger that I thought really sums up what a font or what type is, where Frutiger asserts, as you say, that type has the power, quote, to make the whole world of thought legible simply by rearranging the same letters over and over again. And really, that's what type does, and it's all about readability and the message that's coming from the type of these different fonts.
It is. I mean, Adrian Frutiger was, he's probably best known for, one typeface, which is called Frutiger. And there's one called Universe as well. And Universe was very, very common. It actually is still very common at kind of airports and other kind of transport hubs, where you need, more than anything else, you need clear signage. You can't be confused about where to go and what gate you're going to catch your plane from and stuff. So you see that everywhere, and that has to be clear. And that you're right, that is about legibility and finding your way around. And the same when you're reading a book, you want to turn that page. What you don't want to do is say, hang on, is that a B or a C? you don't want to be caught up with problematic looking letters. But if you're designing, a poster for a film, for instance, you might not necessarily want it to be instantly recognizable or instantly readable. You might want your reader, someone passing it maybe, in the subway or looking at it in a newspaper, you might want a film poster or film advert to sort of ensnare you a little bit or intrigue you a little bit or remind you of another film, you know, which is obviously a big sort of psychological ploy as well. So there's all this sort of thought, all these kind of different thought processes that kind of go into, you know, why a type is used in a certain situation.
I'm speaking to Simon Garfield, the author of Just My Type, a book about fonts, and it really does trace the history of fonts and font design and type design, and teaches you a lot about the printing process, which in this day and age with computers has really changed. And is there a danger of this art of fonts disappearing or really being minimized in this digital age?
Well, it works sort of both ways, really. I mean, the real problem, which is obviously a problem, or people may, I don't know, you know, we may not see it as a problem, is sort of globalization, I think. So, you know, everything can begin to look the same wherever you are in the world. It used to be that, you know, if you were there's a nice quote from a British designer in the book called Matthew Carter, who designed typefaces Georgia and Verdana and a few others, who says that, you know, he used to think that he could be parachuted into kind of anywhere in the world and know where he was just by looking at the typeface. And now that's not the case because, you know, Helvetica is everywhere and Universe is everywhere. And it's because, you know, it's because of computers. And, you know, as I said, that's both good and bad. You know, if it helps you find your way, then that has to be a good thing. But I think we are, you know, so types do have their nationality or used to, but we're losing that. But I don't think, no, I think the type world is flourishing, really. I mean, every month I get emails, you know, offering me, I mean, they know I'm a type nut, obviously, but offering me new new typefaces to buy, to add to my kind of list. And there are, you know, I'm always amazed. You kind of think, well, surely we've got enough by now, but no, I don't really think that. But I kind of, you know, but no, every month there are 30 or 40, and they are very beautiful, some of them as well. You know, they are alluring, and they are works of art. So I'd say type was in a fairly healthy state.
And it really has grown. You talk about how there are more than 100,000 fonts in the world.
Yeah, I haven't counted them all. But that's sort of the estimate. And, you know, we don't use more than, I don't know, 200 or 300 of those. And we tend to use, as I said, pretty similar ones. But the choice is there. And that's, you know, because we're a creative race, I think, a creative nation. So, you know, we could say, well, you know, why do we need so many love songs? You know, surely there are enough love songs. Or why do we need so many paintings in the world? You know, why are people still producing portraits or landscapes? And it's the same with type. You know, we want to express ourselves in kind of new and creative ways. And type is one of the really kind of essential things in our lives. It really is something that we kind of take for granted, but we sort of we'd certainly know about it if everything was within the same typeface wherever we went and whatever we read, and what a boring place the world would be.
Well, as I mentioned a little bit in the introduction, I had not really thought about fonts or different types of type. I read a lot. I, you know, obviously, as anyone does, see a lot of different fonts each and every day. But I was surprised by the reaction from a couple of colleagues when I mentioned I was reading this book and talking about this book about, I love fonts. And there really is this font mania that's going on these days.
Well, I think, you know, as I said, I think we're more aware of it. And we have very subjective tastes as well. You know, we have quite good arguments with people about why you like this and not that and other things. And it's a way of expressing ourselves that we can do sort of quite quietly. You know, if you choose a certain thing for your emails, a certain type for your emails, you don't say, this is me. But actually, in your selection, it's a bit like doing a mixtape for someone. You know, in those old days when we did these things, you know, you're saying, this is me. This is my taste.
Well, if you read this book, I'm sure you will never, ever look at a piece of print again and not try to recognize the font. Just My Type, a book about fonts, written by Simon Garfield. You can learn more about the book and Simon's work and about fonts at our website, wvxu.org. Well, thank you, Simon, for enlightening us and really shining a light on a true overlooked art form.
Sure, Mark. Well, I really enjoyed it.